that water tower. And that's Jenny with a baby in the car. Ah, we're off to Sunday service at the Church of Christ. And if we want to see, we better leave right now. And maybe later, me and old T-Roll will show you around our town.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A back and forth between the Trump campaign and the U.S. Army over a reported incident Monday at Arlington National Cemetery. The GOP presidential nominee visited for a wreath ceremony to honor service members killed during the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
NPR reports two Trump campaign staffers were seen getting into a verbal and physical altercation with a cemetery official. A Trump campaign spokesman says, quote, there was no physical altercation as described, but he adds an unnamed individual physically blocked members of President Trump's team. A statement from the Army says a report on this has been filed, noting federal law prohibits political campaign or election-related activities within national cemeteries.
At least 10 are dead in the northern West Bank after Israel's army carried out raids in Palestinian towns. The IDF says it was a counter-terrorism operation. And in just a few hours, the opening ceremony for the Paralympics gets underway in Paris. This is ABC News. Latino activists in Texas are demanding a federal investigation into allegations of voter intimidation and harassment by State Attorney General Ken Paxton.
Lydia Martinez says she had just been released from the hospital last week when nine armed men with a warrant rang her doorbell at 5 a.m.
They searched everything in my house.
The 87-year-old is a member of the League of United Latin American Citizens and a longtime voter registration volunteer. She says the men asked her whether she ever fills out the form herself.
I said, no, sir, I do not.
Attorney General Ken Paxton has said raids like that one are part of an ongoing election integrity investigation. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Nearly 200 secondary schools in France are participating in an experiment banning cell phones in schools for students up to the age of 15. If it's successful, the ban could roll out across France starting in January. French officials say that the aim is to give young people a digital pause. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy, the rinse change.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes 100% of odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a notebook for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Might I suggest two carts?
Save big on back-to-school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and two-pocket poly folders are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/31, in-store only, limit 10, while supplies last.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
partly cloudy and pleasant. Much cooler and more refreshing, with high temperatures climbing to the mid-70s today. They'll spike to the low 80s tomorrow, with a ton more sunshine on tap, all ahead of showers and storms pushing in by night. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 65.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ahlen. Despite his request to withdraw his nomination papers, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will appear on the Wisconsin presidential ballot this fall. Wisconsin Elections Commission Chair Ann Jacobs says the statute on removing candidates is clear and can only be done in the case of their death. New details regarding alleged harassment of members of a Wisconsin Amish community by high school students. Sauk County Sheriff's Office says the harassment that took place earlier this month included blowing air horns and shining lights outside of Amish homes and ringing doorbells during the night. And Governor Evers and the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority announced new plans for housing tax credits. The qualified allocation plan includes redefining categories that promote resource distribution and updating and revising scoring categories to respond to the current state of the housing market. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Good afternoon, it's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West Durant. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And the Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access Durant. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center Durant. And 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. The Durant City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on the purchase of a new copier, a CSM for property on Auth Street, and reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durant City Hall. A man charged with first-degree reckless homicide in the shooting death of Kyle Dahl in May was in court on Monday. Authorities allege that Todd Geik shot Dahl during a road rage incident on Highway 53 just outside of Ettrick on May 15th. An evidentiary hearing was held in Trempealeau County Court on Monday. Geik's next court date is a status conference on October 16th. Ground has been broken on a new affordable housing complex in Chippewa Falls. Hope Village is planning to build 3 complexes, offering 6 2- and 3-bedroom units each. The nonprofit is working on plans for 5 duplexes. The more than 25 units would be built throughout the Chippewa Valley, and some would be completed as soon as next April. The $2 million project has been funded through community donations and grants. A former Eau Claire daycare worker who admitted to slamming a baby down by the arm and kicking him in the face will not go to prison. In fact, 32-year-old Mercedes Bergeron can avoid prison altogether as part of a plea deal. She pleaded guilty yesterday to a single count of child abuse, but accepted a deferred prosecution agreement. That means if she doesn't commit any other crimes, the case will be wiped away in 2 years. New details regarding alleged harassment of members of a Wisconsin Amish community by high school students has been released. According to the Sauk County Sheriff's Department, the harassment that took place earlier this month included blowing air horns and shining lights outside of Amish homes, ringing doorbells, and knocking on windows during the night. 9 students in the school district of Reedsburg were involved. It's not clear if all of them were football players, but Reedsburg Area High School canceled its first 2 varsity football games of the season. A statement from the school district said it's disappointed to learn of the allegations and that not all of the players on the team were involved. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
The Mondovi City Council is looking at reviewing the ordinance fees and fines for camping at Tourist Park after discovering there are no fines listed in the ordinance. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss says the city needs to have the legal right to fine those who break ordinance rules.
Like any municipality, there's sometimes we adopt rules and change rules, but we forget to include the punishment or the fee schedule with that. So, you know, we don't like to administer fines and punishments for folks that don't follow the rules, but we also have to have the legal right to do that. So really what we're doing is just incorporating a fee schedule that says, look, if you're out here breaking the rules, you're going to be subject to a fine or forfeiture. So that's really what the purpose was there.
The review was started after some people who were camping down at Tourist Park for over 7 days and not paying the camping fees, both of which violate the city ordinance. A Western Wisconsin airman who was a World War II prisoner of war has been laid to rest in Onalaska. More than 100 people turned out for Sergeant Jack Hofield's funeral earlier this week. He was in the Army Air Corps and was captured in the Philippines in 1942. He died in a Japanese POW camp. His remains were found and identified back in May. He was originally from Trempealeau, but was laid to rest in his family's hometown of Onalaska. Some of those family members said they thought Holfield would never come home. The Boys and Girls Club in Chippewa Falls is officially open. The club cut the ribbon on its newly expanded building yesterday. The new center has bigger rec rooms, a new teen room, and added space for activities. There are also new bathrooms and new elevator. CEO Jeff Jaeger says the new building will help them meet kids where they're at. The new building has been in the works since last year. Wisconsin's Study Committee on AI is taking a look at healthcare this week. The committee will hear from UW Health, the dean of UW Oshkosh's School of Nursing, and Rogers Behavioral Health at a hearing tomorrow. The study committee is looking at possible regulations for AI. The governor's task force on AI that looked into how artificial intelligence will change the state's workforce, the committee issued a report that didn't have many specifics or suggestions for future state laws. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources wants to help develop a new generation of tree care professionals. The agency is offering up to $500,000 to eligible nonprofit and educational groups, local governments, tribal nations, and professional associations. The funding can be used for educational programs and activities to help develop a skilled workforce dedicated to urban and community tree care. Applications for the funding will be accepted until October 8th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school. With the newest styles from all your favorite brands like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate. Because you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it famous. Plus, right now, buy one, get one half off when you shop your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly cloudy and pleasant. Much cooler and more refreshing. With high temperatures climbing to the mid-70s today, they'll spike to the low 80s tomorrow. With a ton more sunshine on tap, all ahead of showers and storms pushing in by night. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 65.
The Packers cut 34 players, put two more, Tyler Davis and A.J. Dillon, on season-ending IR to get to the league-mandated roster limit of 53 players. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They traded for backup quarterback Malik Willis and waived Sean Clifford and Michael Pratt. The Packers also cut kicker Anders Carlson after just one season in Green Bay and retained Greg Joseph to start the season. The players return to the practice field today as they start getting ready for their season opener against the Eagles in Brazil a week from Friday. The Brewers dropped their series opener to the Giants 5-4 at AmFam Field on Tuesday night. Willy Adames and Jackson Chourio both homered, but the Giants went yard three times in pulling out the victory. Yoel Piamps took the loss in relief of Tobias Myers, who started and pitched five innings, allowed a pair of home runs himself.
I definitely would like both of those homer pitches back. That's what good hitters are going to do. They're going to take advantage of those mistakes. But, it was back and forth. I mean, we never give up. Got the tying run on in the ninth. It's just the baseball we play.
Game two of the series is tonight. Elsewhere in the National League Central, Padres over the Cardinals 7-5. Cubs beat the Pirates 9-5. Oakland down Cincinnati 5-4. Third-ranked Wisconsin women's volleyball team opened their season with a 3-1 loss to Louisville. They'll face top-ranked Texas and number 5 Stanford at the 2024 College Volleyball Showcase this weekend in Milwaukee. Football Badgers season opener drawing closer. They open Friday night at 8 o'clock against Western Michigan at Camp Randall. And a big change could be coming in college football. The NCAA's FBS and FCS Oversight Committee have recommended the sport move to a single offseason notification of transfer window, meaning the spring transfer period would be eliminated. Under the proposal, the 30-day transfer window in December would become the only chance for FBS and FCS players to enter their name into the transfer portal. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-7300. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions.
Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-702-7300.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-702-7300.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Cup racing is set to go south of the border. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's Brooke Burke for Skechers' new workout walker footwear.
Do you know the world's number one most popular form of exercise? It's walking. And one company has you covered. Skechers, the comfort technology company. With their newest performance walking sneaker, Skechers Workout Walker. Because the Skechers Workout Walker is fully loaded to get the most out of your walk, including a carbon-infused plate in the sole to add more spring to your step. Find Skechers Workout Walker for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
The NASCAR Cup Series will make its debut next summer at the Autodromo Hermanos Rodriguez in Mexico City, the first points-paying international event in the modern era for the Premier Series. NASCAR Executive President and Chief Venue and Racing Innovation Officer Ben Kennedy explains why the historic road course in Mexico was the perfect option.
We have experience racing here. It's a track that is in really good condition and, you know, meets all of our standards. So, it was kind of the perfect place for us to land for next year.
The race is set for June 15th, 2025, and the weekend will also include the NASCAR Xfinity Series and Mexico Series. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too.
The weather's cooling
it's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durant.
Build yourself a hotbed or cold frame and extend the vegetable growing season as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com. Check out our full lineup of successful farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Are you sick of gardening yet, or would you like to get more out of it? The season is winding down in many areas of the country, but you can extend it by building a hotbed or cold frame. It's a box with a clear roof and the plants are grown inside. The only difference is the source of heat. The sun supplies all the heat in a cold frame and an insulated heating cable adds to the warmth in a hotbed. This mini greenhouse can also be used to start your plants earlier in the spring. Larry Kaplan is an extension horticulture educator at Purdue University. He says most frames are made out of wood, but you can build one from just about anything.
So
some people, if they're using wood, will use pressure-treated wood or wood that's got some preservative on it. Others have gone with redwood or cedar, which is a little more resistant to rotting than just untreated wood. Other people have made use of bricks or cinder blocks.
You will also need some sort of clear material to cover the top.
Glass has been used, but it doesn't have a lot of good insulating qualities, and it's fairly fragile. But you can use plexiglass, fiberglass, polyethylene, pretty much anything that is clear and reasonably sturdy. A lot of people will use old window frames because they have them. So if they're treated carefully, they should work fine.
The frame should have a southern exposure that's protected from wind and out of the shade. It should be near a water supply and an electrical outlet if you're using it as a hotbed. It's also a good idea to add a thermometer and a way to ventilate the box so the plants don't overheat on a sunny day. You'll find more tips for building a hotbed or cold frame at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
70 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets mostly lower. September down 40 to 22.18. October down 40 to 22.43. November down 9 to 22.02. December up 17 to 21.15. Cheese markets lowered today. Barrels down 12.5 to 212.5. 40-pound blocks down 6.5 to 207.5. One trade a barrel, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 319.75. No trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1 to 130.5. 5 trades. Dry whey down 1.25 to 55.25. And 5 trades on the day. Live cattle markets are mostly lower as the traders aren't willing to advance the market anymore until fundamental support surfaces. At this point, no developments have surfaced in the cash sector. Bids and asking prices both remain unestablished as feedlot managers are hoping if they wait the week out, steady prices would be within their wheat reach and box beef prices were lower. Feeder cattle markets are mixed as the live cattle markets aren't currently lending any support. Traders aren't feeling confident enough to keep the market advancing fully without the live cattle markets go ahead. Instead, the market's trading mixed, waiting for support to surface. It's another rallying day for the hog markets as the market continues to see ample support from traders and remains well supported from stronger cutout values once again. The trade expects some cash trade to develop late this afternoon, but it looks like the day's volume will be thin. August live cattle down 92 cents to 184.25. October down 52 cents to 178.87. December down 80 cents to 178.05. August feeder cattle down 45 cents to 243.75. September down 35 cents to 241.57. October up 47 cents to 238.85. October hogs down 5 cents to 82.02. December up 35 cents to 72. February up 37 cents to 74.57. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn is lower today as overnight weakness from outside influences is pressuring the markets. The export wire saw 100,000 metric tons of corn sold to Colombia and 165,000 metric tons of corn sold to Mexico. Soybeans are moving mostly lower as well as the trade gives back some of the early week gains after touching resistance levels again overnight. Now, weekly export sales on Thursday look to be in the 1.5 to 1.75 million metric ton range. The Daily Wire did see 264,000 metric tons of new crop booked by China. Wheat, meanwhile, is higher, with the trade bouncing back from the overnight selling and pushing back towards nearby resistance levels. Early Plains wheat drilling will start soon with some moisture in the forecast. The dollar did rebound, has eased a bit, rather, and the MATIF values are trying to extend their rebound today. September corn down 3 to 364 and a quarter. December down 2 to 390 and 3 quarters. March down 1 and 3 quarters to 409 and 3 quarters. New crop 25 down 1 to 433 and a quarter. September beans down 9 and 3 quarters to 957 and 3 quarters. November down 9 and a quarter to 977 and a quarter. January down 9 to 994 and a half. New crop 25 down 5 and 3 quarters to 1026. September soybean meal down $5 to 312.30. September soybean oil up 26 cents to 41.41. Chicago wheat, September up 5 and a half to 513 and 3 quarters. December up 6 to 541 and a half. Minneapolis wheat is September up 6 and a quarter to 552 and a half. December up 7 to 581 and a quarter. Energy markets today, October crude oil down 45 cents to 75.08, November down 50 cents to 73.96. Meanwhile, September gas down 3 cents to 222, October down 2 cents to 207. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of Agro Talk this afternoon from 2 till 3, here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The dairy goat industry is a key part of the Wisconsin dairy industry. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Wisconsin's dairy goat industry also contributes to the state's nickname of America's Dairyland. Wisconsin's Dairy Goat Association Vice President Anna Thompson-Hadjick says Wisconsin's dairy goat heritage has gotten a new light in the last decade thanks to the development of new products.
So the dairy goat industry in Wisconsin has a really fascinating history. In fact, the Wisconsin Dairy Goat Association Club traces its roots all the way back to the 1930s. And Wisconsin has always been at the forefront of the dairy goat industry. I think there's just a really rich heritage in our state for the dairy goat industry, and a heritage that has been given new life in the last 20 years in particular with the formation of these branded products. You can find goat milk and products, everything from your conventional cheeses to now in things like ice creams, gelatos. There's some exciting work going on in the creation of formula for babies. There's all kinds of different sorts of cheeses, not just logs of cheese these days, but shredded cheeses that go on your pizza. And then there's conventional fluid milk.
She says the dairy goat industry has an exciting future.
We are a little bit at a crossroads as an industry because there's all kinds of new ideas and new products coming down the pike. Yogurt, kefir is another really growing segment of dairy goat product. So it's an exciting time.
Wisconsin will show off its dairy goat heritage this fall. The American Dairy Goat Association is hosting its national convention October 19th through the 25th in Lake Geneva.
The last time Wisconsin hosted the National Dairy Goat Convention was in 2006 in Milwaukee. Before that, it was in 1994 in Madison. And this year, it'll be down in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, which we're very excited about because we have so many goat dairies down in that region. And so we're going to be doing a lot of work to promote those dairies. That'll bring people from all over the country and the world. In fact, we have people coming from as far away as Nepal and Germany, maybe even Australia.
Learn more about the National Convention by visiting convention.adga.org. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Dairy farmers can now apply at wischeesemakers.org for reimbursement grants of up to $10,000 each to support on-farm biosecurity efforts amid the ongoing outbreak of H5N1 in dairy cattle. Total pilot program funding of $100,000 is available on a first-come, first-served basis through the Dairy Business Innovation Alliance, a partnership between Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association and the Center for Dairy Research. Funding is available for dairy farmers operating anywhere in DBIA's 11-state service region, which does include Wisconsin and Minnesota. No match is required. Grant funds can be used to support the purchase of equipment and supplies, employee training, and biosecurity consulting services. A complete list of eligible items and an online application form are now available at wischeesemakers.org/grants. Rabo Research's annual Global Dairy Top 20 report reveals a year of modest gains and strategic shifts within the dairy sector. The report, which analyzes the financial performance of the world's leading dairy companies, indicated a slight 0.3% increase in combined turnover in U.S. dollar terms, a stark contrast to the previous year's 8.1% growth. The report attributes the deceleration in revenue growth to lower milk prices in 2023 compared to 2022. This trend particularly affected European cooperatives, and seven companies worldwide reported lower revenues in their local currencies. In the U.S., dairy companies are focusing on internal growth rather than acquisitions, with over $7 billion planned for new plant construction and expansion from 2023 through 2026, mainly in cheese production. Milk production is expected to grow again in 2025 after three straight years of stagnation. This trend would contrast with other regions where plant closures are more likely. USDA will award $82.3 million to 65 recipients to enhance the competitiveness of specialty crops, including fruits, vegetables, tree nuts, and nursery crops, and help support that industry's producers. From market development to consumer education to research, these programs expand markets, increase the competitiveness of the specialty crop industry, and would increase access to specialty crops for consumers. Through the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program, USDA will award $72.9 million to 50 states and territories, as well as $9.4 million to 11 projects that are happening in multiple states. A federal judge has blocked the U.S. Labor Department from enforcing a rule in 17 states that would prevent agricultural employers from retaliating against migrant workers with H-2A visas for joining labor unions. Employers also couldn't retaliate for workers organizing against wage theft, trafficking, and other abuses. Courthouse News says the judge sided with the states in a lawsuit against the Labor Department and granted a preliminary injunction. He ruled the regulation would unconstitutionally give foreign agricultural workers rights that Congress never wanted to provide. Judge Lisa Wood found the rule violates the National Labor Relations Act, a federal law that allows certain employees to unionize. Ag laborers are explicitly excluded from the law's definition of an employee and are not entitled to collective bargaining rights. Judge Wood wrote that by implementing the final rule, the Department of Labor exceeded its general authority constitutionally afforded to agencies. The rule was supposed to combat abusive working conditions for employees. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Dry weather is expected today in our ag weather forecast, but widespread showers and thunderstorms are expected again on Thursday. Then dry weather is expected for Labor Day weekend with temperatures running below normal. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 71 to 76, relative humidities at 68 to 73%, northeast winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy early, then becoming mostly cloudy late, lows 57 to 62, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, east winds at 5 to 10. Tomorrow, 50% chance of showers and storms, highs 77 to 82, relative humidities at 67 to 72%. Southeast winds at 8 to 13, anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation expected. For Friday, becoming sunny, highs 75 to 80. Saturday, sunshine, highs 80 to 85. Sunday, sunshine, highs 70 to 75. Monday and Tuesday of next week, sunny both days, highs 70 to 75.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Tan toes tickling the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand, watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down, yeah.
All day long, just taking it easy, laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy, and sleeping off the night before. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more.
When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
guitar and my dark sunglasses.
This sweet concoction is smooth as molasses.
Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down, over the water,
everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down,
when the sun
goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down, over the water,
everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down,
pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, sliding over my way, I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name.
Joe Mondovi Buffaloes from all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Looking at you through a misty moonlight, Katie did sing like a symphony. Porch swing swing like a Tennessee lullaby, melody blowing through a willow tree. What was I supposed to do, standing there looking at you?
been barefootin' all day with my baby. Brown leaves have started falling, leading the way. I like it best just like this, doing nothing all the way. So let's lay down in the tall grass, dreaming away. And all I wanna do is let it be and be with you and watch the wind blow by. And all I wanna see is you and me go on forever like the clear blue sky. Slowly, there's only you and I. And all I wanna do is watch the wind blow by. So long ago, to let it come, then let it pass. And all your troubles and your sorrows, they won't last. So let me kiss you now. We'll be here soon. And all I wanna do is let it be and be with you and watch the wind blow by. And all I wanna see is you and me go on forever like the clear blue sky. Slowly, there's and I. And all I wanna do is watch the wind blow by, yeah. All I wanna do is watch the wind blow by. And all I wanna do is watch the wind blow.
That sizzle? We're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Lost my hope, I was so far gone, crying on my
That's just how my life is. That's how it goes.
Avenue.